Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey. Hands off Snakey. I do it only to get a reaction from Greg. To everyone else, I do apologize. Good morning, and well, you know we have a snake problem in South Florida. That's what I was referring to.
Oh, they're everywhere.
Burmese pythons and all kinds of stuff down there.
They're just all over the place.
God, what'd you think I was talking about? Anyway, good morning and welcome. We're going to make Mondays great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08, and this is a time of year. The hot, humid night hangs in the air. It is midsummer in America. And for a lot of people, that means just another hot, sticky night.
Ugh.
Another high air conditioning bill. But for others, It is the All-Star break. It means tonight is the Home Run Derby. It means tomorrow night, the All-Star game will get underway at approximately 8 p.m. in Hotlanta. And yes, it will be hot.
Oh, I'll bet you.
And it will be humid. So you've got that to look forward to. Also, time of year when Wimbledon comes and then ends. And it did with Jannik Sinner winning Wimbledon. And if he is not a household name, he will be soon. And so will the guy that he beat, Carlos Alcaraz. These guys are like 23 and 22, respectively. These are your future guys that you'll hear about forever. You know, your Roger Federers, Pete Sampras, these guys, I predict that's the path that these guys will be on. So just so you know, it's kind of a changing of the guards as the old guys, you know, when I say old, I mean, you know, in their upper 30s. Start to hang it up.
Perspective.
These guys are taking over. Yeah. Iga Swiatek won the women's Wimbledon, and we were so hoping that we'd have an American champ. Amanda Anisimova, she was there, but she couldn't quite pull it off.
Oh,
but,
well.
There you go. All right. Secret Service, the ex-director, kind of firing back after Senator Rand Paul made some statements on one of the Sunday shows. Yeah, Director Kimberly Cheadle, she's the former Secret Service director, and she was adamant that she directed additional assets to be provided for President Trump's Butler, PA rally. Why are we talking about that? Well, it was just about a year ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A year ago.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yep.
Senator Rand Paul had a blistering report that he put out. He alleged that Cheadle had not been truthful to Congress when she testified that the Secret Service didn't deny Trump's team resources it requested for the Butler PA rally. The director of the Secret Service is not typically directly engaged in the approval or denial of requests for support, she put out in a statement Sunday released by her attorney. For the Butler rally, she said, I actually did direct additional assets to be provided, particularly in the form of agency counter snipers. Now, one of the reasons why that's important, obviously, it was a counter sniper that killed the sniper. But another reason why it's important is previous to that, the Trump campaign did not receive counter snipers for rallies.
No.
That's correct.
That's even crazier.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
So she's defending what she did, even though she didn't do much up until that point. An assertion or implication that I provided misleading testimony is patently false. It does a disservice to the men and women on the front line. Doesn't do a disservice to them. You did the disservice to them. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to be the director. And we know that things were not run at all well under your so-called leadership. So shut it, lady.
Mm-hmm.
Cheadle's attorney confirmed to the Post that her statement was directed at Paul's report and his defamatory comments. I don't think they're defamatory. I think they're accurate. Senator Paul's the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He released a scathing report on the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt against Trump. I mean, literally. We're within, what, a millimeter or two of watching a human being's...
Yeah, so it would have been bad on national television. Very bad.
And it concluded, based on documents, that there were, quote, at least two instances of assets being denied by the Secret Service related to the Butler rally. And the entailed a request for more counter-unmanned aircraft systems, which were used to counter drones, which was unfulfilled. Oh, sorry, we don't have the manpower to support that request.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did have a lack of manpower. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
And so that's another thing that was a failure. They didn't have the drones.
Yeah, you needed a drone or one man to go, hey, there's nobody on that roof, and there should be.
Additionally, the Secret Service did not provide a counter-assault team liaison. That would have been the person that would have coordinated operations between the Secret Service and the local law enforcement team. That's why you had no communications, because you didn't have the liaison.
Yep.
Wow.
Senator, basically, we sent you more snipers, but the basics we totally just forgot about.
Absolutely.
Forget the basics.
And look, this was this was a group they kind of threw together, man. It was basically, I hate to say scab, but it's almost like a scab team when the NFL had their strike. You know, you throw in a bunch of people and say, we're still going to play. Yeah.
You look like a football player. You come over.
We're still going to play ball, and we've got this, motley crew.
We'll put a black suit on you, lady, and you'll do just fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Senator Paul's report found that, broadly speaking, there were at least 10 major requests for more resources from the president's team during the 2024 campaign cycle that were either denied or unfulfilled. How can they excuse that?
Yeah.
How can they excuse it? I mean, this is the nature. It's not the men and women on the ground, per se.
Mm-hmm.
They said, there were training issues. Again, well, that's management and higher-ups. It's not the people on the ground. If the people on the ground weren't well-trained and weren't suited for the positions they were put in, that's a management decision, management call.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go, hey, I'm ready to be the counter sniper today. I did. I was on the pistol range like 6 months ago. I just was good.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way.
Cheadle had testified to the House Oversight Committee 9 days after the assassination attempt last year that for the event in Butler, there were no requests that were denied, unquote. So basically, Senator Paul is saying she was lying, and it appears, based on the information, she was lying. I mean, what else can you say? But the thing about the counter snipers, isn't that interesting? They were denied up until Butler.
Right. And it doesn't matter how many you have if the basic coordination isn't proper.
Well, that's right, because you're not if you had coordination with local authorities, they would have had somebody on that roof.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't have been the shooter.
And as I recall, there were people in the building below that roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice place for you there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Look, we're going to make Mondays great. It's what we do. Protesting Camp Blanding? I'll explain.
Oh, brother.
Coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yep, it's Monday. I know it. Now you know it. Now we're going to make Mondays great. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Remember, the Bob Rose Show, available on podcast wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. God, what's wrong with Trump? Why is he giving some kind of award to Chelsea? I mean, of all people, I haven't heard anything about her. Now, all of a sudden, she's at the White House getting some kind of award?
Wrong Chelsea. Look at the rest. Look at the rest of the headline.
Chelsea hanging out with some Fifi?
Yeah. That's her
hey,
dog.
Hey, Fifi.
That's not her dog. No.
Hey, Fifi. Hey. Oh, okay. I get it now.
FIFA, maybe?
It's a football. It's a football team.
Oh, now you're stirring.
You know, F-U-T, fut.
Now you're going to stir.
Isn't that how they spell it?
Well,
football.
You're going to stir the pot now.
It's soccer. It's a commie sport. But anyway, I guess we're supposed to recognize it now in America.
Yeah,
even though,
do.
Isn't Chelsea in, like, the United Kingdom?
Yeah, details.
Why are we?
I wasn't sure about that part myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, it acknowledges our presence.
Does this mean he's going to honor, like, champion bullfighters from Spain?
Be kind of cool.
I'll tell you, he will.
Yeah.
You know when?
When?
When they start to pay their fair share of the tariffs. And NATO.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have upped it or not. They were the one holdout for the 5%.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, the true story is President Donald Trump presented the Premier League's Chelsea with a trophy after the team won the FIFA Club World Cup on Sunday evening at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Oh, so yeah, World Cup. It was in New Jersey. Okay. All right. Makes sense now. I guess it's all right.
Yeah.
They defeated the French club Paris Saint-Germain. 3-0. I just never really got into it.
Hmm.
I mean, USA is playing, you know, if it happens to be on, I'm like, yeah, rah-rah, I'm good to go.
But see, that's kind of funny because growing up in St. Louis, where I first saw soccer being played by at people my age or whatever, it was usually the Catholic churches had a league, and they played soccer. I don't know why it kind of worked out that way, but that seemed to be the case.
Because they were funneling all the people in from Mexico, and they love soccer. What? Am I not right?
No,
the Catholic Church?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've joked about it off air. How many cop shows did we watch in the 70s when we were in high school? And it was always the church hiding the Mexican families in the basement.
Yes.
And, you know, Starsky and Hutch or whoever stopped by for some other reason, and they all think they're all going to get busted.
Right.
It's like that was a thing all those decades ago.
Did you hear? I think there was a guy that fell off a roof recently,
and
now they're trying to make it a big deal that ice. He was scared because of ice. He fell off a roof.
Yeah,
and now they've got.
Uh huh. I know. Trying to make it something it's not.
All right, we'll get into that a little bit further, but this is actually related. It seems that there are some folks that don't want Camp Blanding to be used as an ICE detention center.
Shock.
And all it's been is there's been some chatter, some talk, the possibility of that occurring.
Right.
I don't think anything is even close to being a done deal in any way. But
I mean, have they shipped in alligators yet?
No, but
we'll
there,
see.
But there are some around.
Oh, okay. Well,
there are some around there.
You'd have to bring in more.
Maybe. Yeah, if you're going to make it like... you know, Alcatraz Archipelago or whatever it is.
Alligator Alcatraz?
That thing. You'd need,
more gators.
Around 100 leaders of various faith traditions, activists, and residents gathered on the steps of the U.S. District Courthouse in downtown Gainesville. Well, why didn't they go right to Camp Landing?
Huh.
Why didn't they go to Camp Landing? Why didn't they go to the gate?
What's Gainesville going to do for them?
Well, they're against this. Yeah. Why? Yeah. So they're going to the courthouse in downtown Gainesville.
That's a long drive in your Prius. I'm just saying.
Out to Camp Blanding?
Yeah, I guess for some of them.
Yeah. And, you know, there's gates and nobody's going to really pay you much attention.
That's true, too.
Until you block the gate and then.
You get lots of attention.
Yes. It will not be happy attention. So anyway, the North Central Florida chapter of Indivisible, the NCFI, is a nationwide political action committee hosted Friday's demonstration against the facility. And rally leaders distributed copies of a letter quoting verses from the New Testament, Hebrew Bible, Quran, and Bhagavad Gita, stating that every life is valuable, that strangers are welcomed, and that justice is measured by how we treat the most vulnerable among us. Isn't there something in there, Greg, and you're more of the Bible aficionado here, about worrying about foreigners pouring into your land?
Oh, yeah. It gets into that.
Yeah.
And it has been an issue. I mean, yeah. It's been an issue as long as there have been people and borders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But these folks, they had a letter signed by more than 70 faith leaders, 73 organizations, 500 individuals, will be sent to elected officials opposing the center's construction. All right. So, I mean, look, it sounds like it was all peaceful. And if that is the case, good for them. Mm-hmm. And they can put out information that they feel like is pertinent to that. And as long as they stay within the bounds of the law, yeah.
Sure.
They can do that. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not comfortable with that. You don't like it. You say why. And there you go. I think it's a little silly. I think that I'm more into protecting, you know, family, friends, neighbors who are here legally and citizens rather than criminals, rapists, murderers.
You'd make a terrible Democrat.
I would. And thank you for the compliment.
You're welcome.
628 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Come on, it's Monday. We're going to make it great on 97.3 The Sky.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't even take the family for a good time without the lefties hassling you, you know? Good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:38 right now. J.D. Vance just wanted to take his family to Disneyland, right?
Okay.
Oh, but nope. California Governor Gavin Newsom, he just couldn't help himself, right?
Man.
Word got out that J.D. Vance was there. And, the lefty governor, who is busy this weekend addressing the lawsuits California is currently facing on top of the disastrous raid on illegal immigrants at a marijuana farm, tried to light a proverbial fire under Vance's feet as he took to X to share his grievances over the family enjoying a weekend out. Okay. Hope you enjoy your family time, JD. The families you're tearing apart certainly won't.
Wow.
Yeah, the families you're tearing apart. Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay. What about the families that are torn apart by the, I don't know, rape or murder of one of their children at the hands of an illegal immigrant?
I think that should be considered serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That tears a family apart.
It does.
Yeah. It separates them from their loved one forever. Vance, though, took it all in stride because he was having a good time. You know, he was at Disneyland. They sprinkle a little magic dust on him. He's like, I'm cool. And he answered back, though. He said, had a great time. Thanks. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Nice,
thanks.
Nice and
not
simple.
Not engaging with your buffoonery.
Yeah.
While the Vances were gallivanting around Disneyland, roughly 150 protesters stood outside the gates parading the vice president. Separate protests were also taking place in Anaheim, the epicenter of recent immigration raids, just 2 miles away from the park. Even more protesters showed up at a hotel where Vance was rumored to be staying. The family's trip, while not a political endeavor, did include advancements in the Second Lady's literacy mission as she visited Camp Pendleton and read to children of active duty military members.
Nice.
So doing something nice. Yeah, meanwhile, Newsom is just whining.
Yeah.
Yep. Is he still really actually thinking about a potential 2028 run?
I think he's kind of like the Cuomos in that there is so much self-grand opinion that he thinks he can do anything.
Yeah, whether and I think the not. People yeah. are kind of like, yeah, been there, done that. Yeah, you're not all that you think you are, not even close. So,
Yeah,
just like the Cuomo thing, like, we've been there now. But that remains to be seen. Look, if you can have an avowed socialist anti-Semite becoming the governor of New York, which this Mom Donnie is very close to doing, I guess anything's possible.
A lot of people look good compared to that,
yeah.
No matter how bad.
They've got, yeah. I don't know. By the way, are you tired of winning?
Oh, no, not at all.
No. John Carney spoke with, he was on the Alex Marlowe show, and he said, look, it was one of these perverse things that was going on in the Biden administration where you'd get these really good jobs numbers, and people would celebrate them and be like, oh, look, he created 200,000 jobs, 150,000 jobs. And then when we looked into it, found out that most of the job gains were going to foreigners. Mm-hmm. He said, Donald Trump has turned that around. Now we know that all of the net job gains this year have gone to Americans. And when you're adding it all up, all the people gained and all the people who lost the net increase of jobs going to Americans, whereas during the Biden administration, you had fewer Americans being employed every month and more foreigners being employed. So the net gain was all going, well, you get it.
Yeah.
He said, it's going to native-born Americans, these new job numbers. It's actually quite interesting, too. It's not just going to people who were or legal residents of the United States. It's actually going to people who were born American, born people. This is important, again, he says, because fundamentally, this is who the country is supposed to work for. Yeah. So, anyways, just highlighting these good job numbers and that the jobs are actually created and being filled by Americans, which is a good thing. Now, we've still got issues when it comes to ag and some other sectors where there have been very, very many hardworking non-residents and non-citizens who have filled a lot of those positions. I think the Trump administration is working on finding a way to kind of alleviate that pressure. You know, expansion of work permits would probably be a great idea. But continue to focus of getting, you know, lawbreakers out, murderers, rapists. You've got these pedophiles, and you've got to get those folks out. And in Texas, still.
Oh, my goodness.
What an enormous job it has to be. I mean, you just look at it from a timeline, and this all happened like July 4th. Mm-hmm. And here we are. It's the 14th. 10 days with hundreds and hundreds of people helping in the efforts. Hundreds. And yet, this territory is so wide and so vast to try to cover that there's still so many people missing. It's
so sad.
It's a tough one. One of the largest, most complex rescue and recovery efforts in Texas history was actually put on hold yesterday because some flooding returned to the Guadalupe River. The task of meticulously searching through and clearing miles of debris piles that remain continues to be heartbreaking and painstaking. There were volunteers and residents of Kerrville who were busy still clearing debris, searching for the missing a full week since this event, and the death toll stands at 129, with 160 people still unaccounted for. Wow. It is 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty to talk about, including a state trooper that got wounded, ended up two dead. This is in Kentucky. Details on that coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We're going to make it great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. And this is a kind of a bizarre story in a way. So a Kentucky State trooper pulls this guy over, traffic stop, ends up getting shot. Thank God he lived. But then the gunman, you know, gets back in his car and drives away and heads straight to this Richmond Road Baptist Church, where another shooting occurred. Two women, one age 32, one age 72, were killed at the church. Two men were also shot and transported to the hospital. The trooper is being treated. I think he's going to be okay. The shooter suspect was shot dead by law enforcement at the church. The New York Times quoted Governor Andy Beshear commenting on the incident, saying that he was aware of a series of incidents in Lexington around one suspect, including a trooper-involved shooting and additional shooting at Richmond Road Baptist Church with multiple injuries. And they confirmed that the deceased shooter had been identified, and they indicated that the suspect may have had a connection to the individuals at the church. So it's almost like the guy was on his mission and predetermined to shoot some specific people. And the state trooper just kind of got in the way as part of a traffic stop. And the trooper ended up getting shot.
Makes you wonder if that stop had not happened and they weren't aware of this guy, if the church was his real target, what could it have been like?
Yeah, that's true. It appears, though, that he was pretty focused on that church. Well, and because it's kind of like, you know, not right in town, right, from my understanding. Yeah. So, yeah, and he went after, we'll find out more, but it sounds like he went, you know, specifically after.
They'll figure a lot out. They'll figure out the connections.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a small church where most of the people are actually related, you know, and, or have known each other most of their lives. So they'll figure it out.
Chicago, well, whether or not they know each other or not, they sure, they're usually related by, you know, shootings.
Yeah, that's a commonality.
Hey, did anybody, any of your friends get shot this weekend? You know, I don't think so. I mean, last weekend, yeah. It is crazy,
it
though.
Is. It's Chicago.
2,200 shooting victims during the last year. 2,200.
But, Bob, I thought they had, like, really strict gun control in Chicago.
Well, that's targeted toward law-abiding citizens. You know, those people that are already follow the law.
Oh, this is just the other people who don't follow rules anyway.
Correct. Yeah.
Now I understand.
That's why gun control, it's only effective to take guns away or make life difficult for law-abiding citizens,
now
not
I understand.
For the criminals. Okay. They don't pay attention to these things. Breitbart News reported at least 55 people were shot in Chicago over the 4th of July weekend. Wow, that's a lot. I mean, it used to be about, you know, a dozen or so people on a weekend, and then a holiday weekend you might see a couple of dozen, but 55. Wow. Unfortunately, six of those victims out of the 55 died. During a discussion on Our Chicago, One Illinois director, Yolando Androso, said, "We need more investments in community violence intervention programming. We need more investments in healing the trauma of our communities, mostly black and brown communities, who have experienced gun violence. We are part of the public safety, so everyone knows, talks about funding for the police. We also fund the other city part of it." And this has been going on for a very long time. I mean, Greg's been handing me stuff, updates about Chicago. Seems like we've been doing this for at least 6 years.
Yeah, because every weekend they've got some of the highest numbers in the country, again, with some of the strictest gun common sense gun control laws.
And a lot of it usually involves, you know, almost like these pop-up almost flash-like get-togethers, acting the fool on some street corner. They close it off. They're driving crazy, and then all of a sudden there's some gunplay, gunfire taking place. And I guess law enforcement has a difficult time maybe getting a handle on this.
Well, and drive-bys, they hit innocent people, random stuff on the streets. It's just a mess.
But you'd think, I mean, you know, things are going to take place over the weekend.
Yep.
You would think maybe they need more drones. Maybe they need more law enforcement helicopters. I don't know what resources they have, but a city the size of Chicago should be pretty well stocked.
Yeah.
But maybe not,
it's
because
a lot to cover.
There's a lot of anti, you know, law enforcement kind of rhetoric in some of those blue cities.
Oh, yeah.
And that could be one of them. Jimmy and John Harbaugh. Visit with President Trump in the White House. Can you imagine? You grow up together. You play football in the backyard together. You just love it. And then you wind up being like two highly successful NFL coaches and your brothers.
And then you're hanging out with the President of the United States.
Yeah,
that
is pretty cool. They were on hand to visit President Donald Trump in the White House. This happened Thursday as the 2025 NFL season prepares to kick off with training camps. According to the sources, the coaches appeared in D.C. after they were invited for an Oval Office visit. John had coached, of course, Baltimore Ravens now for 18 seasons. That is a long time to be the head coach of an NFL football team. Really long, because the demands are very, very high. And so he's done well. And then his brother Jim is entering into season two as the head of the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, of course, he had the San Francisco 49ers before, did a stint there, went to University of Michigan, won a national championship. And so, man, these are some coaching brothers.
Wow. It's pretty cool. It's a cool story, though.
Yeah, visiting with the president. And it's a reminder that football season is right around the corner, which, you know, I love it. I do. And look, I think the NFL maybe has learned some lessons from their wokey-woke. I'm not saying they got it all done. I'm saying it's possible they could be moving in a better direction.
We'll take some progress.
Okay.
Forward motion. That's what we're looking for here.
And then, of course, we've got our Gators, orange and blue, and people who are not high achievers. Well, you've got Florida State and Miami, so, you know, you've got things to root for. All with love, my friends. It's all love. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.